Claire Nagel Viscular Scalia Machart Nish the Smiley I'm sure is a Haltica. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And in this bilingual programme, Claire Nagel, you'll hear the English language as Nishu Clash Nagilg, and you'll hear the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banacht and Jurish, we've looked at what A.W. Moore wrote about nicknames in 1890, and then in 1937 we find that J.J. Neen has more or less reprinted Moore's work, but with some additional material of his own. We're looking at that additional material. Moilia Soilia, congratulations to Sarah and Mira for their performance of Matthew Warren's song Bed and Peber, which won the Arène Son Manin on Friday evening and will be going on to the International Song Contest at the Pan-Celtic Festival in Carlo in early April, as Moilia Soilia de Fiona McArdle Son Reicha Arène Son Manin Rish. Ta Mina Harker, Niau Eisha, Chausten Adania, Ronsach as the Tai Nebu, Slesion Chount Dracula, Ta Golgus and Onyeg, as ti fagan cae chits jach on, as ti smunion de vel keel as bri ongi, ti follach I hin fo lizigan a liabi. Our opening song is about Cornwall, but as you'll hear from the voice, Jim Wern is Cornish American. Ta siu geisjach rish Radio Vanning, stasiu na nasiun, viscol ar sgelia mach, wai dulish, Alan Vanning.
Eyes. You've just departed England, aren't you surprised? You've crossed the mighty Tamar, and now you're over here. But this isn't England, let's get that very clear. See the fields and hedgerows, hear the way we talk. Those are cliffs of granite, not a bloody chalk. Mine stacks on the hilltops, fishing boats at sea. If you think that you're in England, then listen here to me. This isn't England, you stupid twit. This land is Cornwall, we're proud of it. It's part of Britain and the UK. But this isn't England, let's get that straight, okay? Have a proper pasty and some clotted cream. Have a jar of scrumpy, you'll see what we mean. It's like a different country, you'll say if you're not dull. Well, that's what we're trying to drive into your skull. Here comes a sunburnt Yankee from the USA. He's touring Merry England in his Chevrolet. He's crossed o'er the Tamar, but he doesn't know. He thinks he's still in England, 'cause the guidebook tells him so. This isn't England, no, not a bit. This land is Cornwall, we're proud of it. It's part of Britain and the UK. But this isn't England, no matter what they say. We had a mighty country, we had a mighty king. We had a lovely language, we had everything. We had farms and fishing, and the tin mines too. Now all we've got is sod, oh no thanks to you know who. Here come the English emmets, they're all swarming down to jam us up with traffic in every lane in town.
I say,
how quaint are the people, how sweet is the scene. Well, we're all bloody starving, go tell that to your queen. This isn't England, you silly git.
This land is Cornwall, we're proud of it. It's part of Britain and the UK. But this isn't England, that's up the other way. Some say that we're silly to love our ancient land, but we're in deadly earnest, please try to understand. You've lined your English pockets with our Cornish gold. Now we're reclaiming the land you bought and sold. So while we're up here singing the chorus of this song, please don't sit there silent, won't you sing along? We will not keep quiet, we won't go away. We are the Cornish, we're in the fight to stay. This isn't England,
this isn't England.
You must admit,
you must admit.
This land is Cornwall,
land is Cornwall.
We're proud of it.
We're proud of it.
It's part of Britain,
part of Britain.
And the UK.
And the UK.
But this isn't England, there's nothing more to say.
Jim Wearne, who was made a bard of the Gorseth Curnow in Falmouth in 2002 with the bardic name Canor Gwanethtir, singer of the prairie. He was born in Missouri, although he was raised in the Chicago area. J.J. Neen adds some more names here for us now. John Cayley, English, and John Madrill Yernach, Irishman, had probably spent some time in the respective countries, he says. John Watterson, for George, and Edmund Crowe Whamon are difficult to interpret, he says. Now, the first of these, For George, is given as all one word without a capital letter, F-O-R-E-G-E-O-R-G-E. The second one, Whamon, has a capital W, A-M-M-A-N. But, he continues, William Stephen Squandus may have been an early squandomaniac. William Sale, Bollen, may have been fond of fishing for bollens, a kind of carp, he says. Well, the bollen, or the wrasse, the rockfish, is sought after for the bone from its upper palate, the crosh bollen, which protects wearers from the powers of themselves, the Munjavega. John Crebin, cousin, must have been noted for the number and diversity of his kinfolk. John Cubbon, Bledin, which J.J. interprets as being from Blaine, the word for year. Why? Asks J.J. Smunny me the round me machadla, as furachtan Jonathan the hit back. Fa me fear him neach machionega, as fa me gin yard the yinu veg, fa trimit na lie machadan, as ma lawen, as ma inchin, na dod veg gull leg of viewed cajin. As ma saw, ren me cadle than yow eishach as smunny me. Esh. Gawe toiach der chitau, draw an air trom as tash as fur. Ren mi coronedach liabi vai meddin, as hur mi mach, las yin de sorum, draw de chulurid dorache magirtamum. Famir nengel lamp a gas on Jonathan, a courage the hingil, a chedenke ach mod drillion fee beg jerk to de che. As fe jean the row and ni shen jit the vein as chi as gheir as chach sa chamer. Esh, henke dao the row me guna nunya grosh ma denk me the lie. Vaiden a chas na mak as the yinu shigam a chon shen ach fe jean the row gorla cadly tromen yach na lie mor gyaulach an ma alten as ear ma agnya. Now, this is a song in Irish by the group Cachra, made up of Mairead, Trina Ní O'Donnell, and brother Michal O'Donnell with Donal Lunny.
Oh,
Irish entry for the Pan-Celtic Festival International Song Competition in 1975, though it didn't win. Fuilán, Seagull by the quartet, Cachra. Hanni mi malaigin gleisach as remmi surle, shen marve. Renmi duna mahulin. Ach dod mi fos fagin trud na farruchan em. Sinda sache na klinkant an aastis in clai orin, as creach a chui fod mad shielden. Henke ché de vein na stí, as dod mi fagin nish an acht vi chitstiach on, erno da dod mi fagin eg Fagin I gwrs jech, na bri ben yn ostio bys clai, deirth ys siach on, chyneig yn unioch, ach eich na cil yn doris. Henke dy fe na sti ys na sti, dera fe dien dy denki cwjach, on sors dy fila bodjalach sy tjemer, as trw dy fulach jay dod mi fagin solus a gas, sail sien gwrs sŵl jyrg. Ren rydd yn gol toiach der cadam y gyr trwyd me inchen cart mor fan pil y bodgel ac nes cadam y gyr sy'n chamer. Ys trwyd sio os olyw, henc gwn y scripter yn, pil ar y bodgel sy'n le as dy hael sy'n ni. Rawi dy jarw li jail y spirit oil jain lyd sien fy chit dawys, mish my chadla. Now, J.J. Neen rejoins more verbatim, but adds information that Moore in 1890 felt it too indelicate to mention. After patronymics like John Neil Robin, which refer to their father's full names, there's matronymics like John Clark Bahi and John Killip Nelly. Bahi is a version of the name as Pai. To matronymics, the likes of Tom Cubbon, Vary, Mary, J.J. Neen adds Skillicorn, Jenny Doo, Black Jenny. And whereas A.W. Moore commented only that these are probably their mother's names, J.J. Neen says more explicitly that these are mother's names and indicate illegitimacy. Again, where A.W. Moore says Gilbert Tier, Tom Nan, had probably both his father's and mother's name, J.J. spells it out, that it indicated that Gilbert's father, Tom Tier, was born out of wedlock. Hennessy's. Frank Hennessy and Dave Burns were from Cardiff's Irish community, and with Paul Powell, they embraced Welsh history and culture as Yr Hennessy's, and Frank has written songs that have become modern Welsh classics. There they played Pwt ar y Bys. Siwn yr asiwn ta radio fanning na si Claire na gael fysgol yr sgeliau mach ag y treton, si Robert Cytyn Carswell, mis Robert y Carslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Rysiacht yn lwgd yn Claire sio gul yr sgeliau na yn chyd chyrt, ta ced yw gol gos yn y deg y radio fanning ys rai y cramon agert, as o'n sien mas ta Claire na elio radio fanning, ta Claire na gael rhaeddon. As the podcast Gullogino Genius, vis regedden nasty through the Nidega Radio Vanning, the Trude and Reich here the podcast Joe. Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Ner, Alexa. A.W. Moore has referred to simple patronymics with a person's first name followed by his father's forename. Such titles as Billy Ilium, Ilium Joe, Nancy Joe, Dickie Dan are not uncommon, he says. And J.J. Neen adds, Joe Billy became, after 1887, Jubilee. Well, 1887 was, of course, the golden jubilee of the accession of Queen Victoria. That was the occasion that brought the Jubilee clock presented by George William Dumble. Well, did it also bring the Jubilee oak at Braddon Bridge, or was that planted in 1897 for Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee? Anyway, J.J. Neen tells us that after the 1887 celebrations, that person, known as Joe Billy, became instead Jubilee. Now we move on to references to trades or occupations, and to A.W. Moore's Thomas the Brickman, that is, brickmaker, J.J. adds Sam Green, brickmaker, and observes that they made bricks and not breeches. Achtan pillar gentsus janely jailus chomus salaes sani, son van isles a tool jerk, a leshen I shen va clean a no eg ermahon. Dera chouds from me gian air, ren an isle scara, as ve gian the high shen orum through the cheg or ish de hul jerk, jane lid dinch lucy down machionok, sir rawil tis agnia shalidach ek tre ernain, ren salchen a grania, valleyer sul, bula unigan keel wurra. The daltajum, ren the scoch bricious jack orum, the rawi mursaw, the rau Jonathan nagan the mrain achimach shen gask as reachage through the chay, va cadam a geet fawn ray hollis, as an ashlish em, te gian the ren me gol neil, son henk the holly rid the vein a gorachus do. Van abe's cherry jintek shieldness as vaenyach than em air, the halshicha machtau edin glas vein chromashis harem as a chay. Signed out by Kerelach, Michael Ashless and Jane Lid Shaw, son Yinnach had Corpech Enyach as Keel, der our hour jow. Now, this is a mocking song in Scottish Gaelic about a man who flitted about like a butterfly. Well, Folliken is the Manx word for a butterfly. This is Scottish Gaelic Fuligan, sung by Murdo MacLeod and John Murray, with an audience joining in as well.
Zeal, Lord, and Horse, you can see, 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 Lord, and Horse, kin ye Lord Seaworth va, o kin ye va art zur mo hoye se khal part a fluke ye nar no yuli kan
see the war and horses in the horse of yuli kan see the war and horse very clear na pulling.
Murdo MacLeod and John Murray of Lewis with a song about the character Fuluken, the butterfly Fuluken in Manx. Yinnin Shira, Erin Early Van Helsing, na Erin Early Seward, or Drail Ridenach, Yinnach Cor Orm Cadler, Ach Navel Migiri Aglachard. Yinnach Lied and Ashley Shagger Trey Tone, Chit the way Fiets Jackals na Aglan, Och Ermahon. Noch Nim Cor Eber, Chit the way Machadler de Duchesach. Mae'n afel mi, un y ferach ni'n cwrorw cwr daw taws dy chlorol. Chanod sien jyn y wad i daw yn unchirt, as ni y cwr daw Sabine Mai ffwt na hi. Ren na ni rai'r sgi mi, na smwn y baiden manna raw mi e'r chadle a chwr ar bi. Yn nale, Gerard Fawr, JPM. Rai'r yn mi cadle a chyren mi dremel. Te Jean der en mi Carla de Trom, son geraum mi me rustel Joris Jonathan chit de lai, a chanella Sabine en noerige mi, son Jew tam i gennachten fes aglach as gin bri. Chau mi olju Jane Leibon J, cor e ber lai, nevami lai Sabinach. Now, J. Janine had some other names here. Donald Corrine Waker, he says, was evidently a professional waker, one who made the arrangements for the waking of a corpse. Mr. Sam Robinson, schoolmaster, was evidently a step higher in the social scale. Now, I presume that's because he's given the honorific Mr. rather than just forename or just surname. As in some of the other examples, though, JJ's list adds to that of Moores, and he gives John Tunman Glover, Richard Neen Blacksmith, William Neen Joyner, John Christian Smith, John Hartley Sadler, and John Crea Thatcher. And then we rejoin Moore again. And then JJ adds in again, Henry Gorn Fiddler and Ewan Crow Cornet no doubt entertain the company at weddings and on other festive occasions. Robert Clegg Fiddler is called elsewhere Fiddler of Charn, the Lord's Fiddler, because he played on certain occasions for the Lords of Man. And of course there's a tune called Fiddler of Charn as well. Now, Breton singer Nolwenn Leroy sings about love of the land, Carantes Vro.
Nagai ke pesa garan.
nor when the Chouin abandoned the love of the land of Brittany is in her heart, Carantes-Vaux. More additions by J.J. Neen to Ada Bismore's list are Bob Agow and Ned Agow, blacksmith, John the Mortar, and in brackets he puts the word mason with a question mark, John Barkelier, shepherd, John Cown, gunner, would be at one of the forts or castles, he says. James Sales, Sumner, was a lesser church dignitary, who, besides keeping an eye on the morals of his vicar's folk, served punitive summonses on unruly members, and stood at the church door during service to whip stray curs which felt disposed to take part in the proceedings. A.W. Moore has said that Thomas Quiggin Runner was the governor's messenger, but J.J. Neen describes him rather as the lockman's lackey. Well, we heard mention of somebody commonly called Willie Currycomb and Willie Curry. A.W. Moore said that these two latter had probably to do with horses, and J.J. adds, but the latter, that's Willie Curry, may have farmed Ballacurry. Syniasta vrai manche Renfield, rau care de fagan me. A dunya bach fe fi vin as rene gui banach ye orm. On sach denyach fe jinna warm de moor. Tammy Kenya chaus tammy smullion ersen. Snod yn yn ynyd sio, a sain daw fe'i cyrraelach, Jay. Fe'ch Jonathan fi trimsiach dy bech fysteg y draw mi Cenia. Fe eisyn ys na ffyr elio mwy dar y tre generach, ys hen gydoliw stiach on ys wds yn sgi. Rem mi na fa mi ebl dy chwr cri o'n daw, ys ta mi sy'n dy ren yn eib cwr ffo ys dws, er son i rwyd mi creich y sgi ys fy mish. Lwg gener, renad cor mi dy lai, renad cor mi dy lai, as hae adwlyw dy smwgl yr ychelium ofod grei, ach fy ffusem dy rawad gyr i gynts dy ychelium y chywn na hachyr cach fai yn le. Dod mi ffag yn fai imyrca Jonathan dy raw rydyn ach sgan sioel ega dy inch daw. Chyraw mi chys y fynach ys fech cwy, Mysor Ros Majachin, Vrai me Jane Early Seward, the Hord out begging the stool years as opium on, J. Sorchenyach, Ernon around me are hard at the Maya, Yoni Roshen. And that was part of Tim Price's suite of music, Gem of God's Earth, part of his musical evocation of Cronk Nere La, in fact. Audio Stasiwn yn Asiwn, Radio Vanningers yn Sio, Dasiw Geis, Jachris Clair yn y Gael, Meryn Pyn, Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have you heard tell of our Bobby Bob?
Rene dy ffi chyngel, gyrlach y lias cadle er ma hon. Hwg ei daw ys, e gynch daw yn y gyneuad i daw, er y ffeb ei ffi ffes. Tami ar niw sisau, as tami ffwrcht yn ersabin, fys ffos tanacht yn fawm. Tami treis deil na fel mi yn ynnw yn ryd niaw llart. Er son chaws tyf y sabin gol toiach da clai orm, ta al no chit orm, Fuddy, the Rami Bolbenach on Scorvom a poor de Gusta. Fuddy, the be fame emer. Shock Hadler. Evi. Cabdil feed, Lior Laird Jonathan Harker, and Hid Laird Jerafower fast to beg. Who are me Thomas Snelling, Sir Tyegger on Fai Bethnal? Ah, a try. Cherawi on stayed the Horcunion beg. Vegach smunion ro lauer liun vech jerkich bentin den chirtem, henke mach drau shen rauer de, as ve ang ol toyacht ro boche ern juderach ege, ve jerkelrish. Ach dinsi mi bai in ben chesha ege, ve gien de ve da anam diach bach, drau I an unchunade de smollet, as an dech umreg van fer churmach. J.J. Dean now adds a summing up. All our Manx nicknames are of a very inoffensive type when we compare them with early English nicknames, some of which eventually became surnames, such names as Froy, Freshfish, Bald, Hogsflesh, Drink Ale, Drunkard, Dry Bread, Half Naked, Losewit, Milksop, Penny Father, Pinch Penny, Tuppenny, 2 years old, and rang service are found in old English records. A nation's ballads, he says, express its feelings and spirit. In a lesser degree, the same can be said of its names. Bonman, he's quoting an authority here, says that these names were not the artificial conception of learned chroniclers, but the natural and unstudied expression of the thoughts and feelings of the common people. The Isle of Man, like many larger countries, is gradually losing its national characteristics, and a country's nicknames are always an essential constituent of these characteristics. This is the song that won the Pan-Celtic Festival International Song Competition last year, the Cornish trio Carrigy Dee and the song Oll.
Like a meadow's gently mild, there goes our pasture with no interest. There, Hanig and Gasly and Reagan, all Alhambra. Craig is a star, one tau predator, me predator. Mess mars you and praise me, the trailer and tablet, slimmer when met here is seven. Kelly's a hang Kelly. My head and your arms was all you that me got and see. Body head and you want to be found in the falls I don't see. Then well the pocket is on my donkey air crystals. Flame like a flame, tea and gum and go. You made us one as an all, I guess well as both Scotty Dallas. Been speaking now, commanders to us, a prize at Thomas. Kelly Poonas, the rain of Kansas. Where there's your rowers, like a rain, Tilly and Thank you.
And that's Cornish band Carrigy Dee. Our language has all but disappeared, says J.J. Neen. Our so-called Anglo-Manx dialect is being thrust aside by the speech of the stranger within our gates. The customs and superstitions beloved by our parents and grandparents are laughed at, and even our centuries-old Tynwald is not regarded with that veneration which has been given to it by our sires. And our nicknames, some serious, some quaint and humorous, but rarely offensive, are sharing the fate of our language. They are no longer wanted or needed, for we have such a wide diversity of surnames, and especially Christian names. It was probably the limited number of the latter which made nicknames so popular. If 12 John Corletts lived in a small community, nicknames were an absolute necessity. But although nicknames belong to another age, we can part with them without regret, for they reflected in such a large degree the pastoral and simple lives of those who have gone before us. Murso dimon mi gus walworth, as hur mi mansha Joseph Smollett, stai, as an cwt jag a jay, as eig o'r te the hanmach as skell. Te na wunya daiach achtel, the bachtel sorsh mai barantach da avri, as eis cion as is inchin on. Fa cwlya nega a cledan tach ar bentyn den a cistychan, as vai lior sgriw i yndasach as cornelan na dulligan fillich, gaw i mach vai pog a foliach dach eniach mwys toyn na trwsyn ega, as on van trelesen hyra glyph ons pen lai chu, lye golich, hwg ei daw king yor nain a cistychan. Dwrde dyr aw se sylwch cart gaw ei fai carfax as deg ei eg unchyd cerfyd y siach jeg straid chicksand balion o mile end as se elia hwg ei stiach eg lôn Jamaica, Bermondsey. Mae fe eis ffôn chawn sgelio mach na cemr gynag lach sio ar a hon trwy'r lwning, fan na bwyl sio rhaid mor yn y ffyr hosi dy fe lifreid, dy fodwch ein y san mi sgelio mach at na sliei. Now another Irish entry for the Pan-Celtic one year was by Dermot O'Brien, the winning entry in 1980. This is his song, Nancy.
Is clean, the Is bear my van, regret more. I'm green, Galatania, sunny shoggy canton, but I made the farsa, a teeth to throw. Chetina relta, oh, Any clash for the free hand, Sarah
O'Brien and his song, Nancy. Van acht o dreelach on was sho jint, cor orum smunion na rawi fos and freile heen gus de hiau jay lunning. Ve nish sight ons hiar soja a vru hui, ons hiar a vru yas, a sajas. Son shigar as harawi karel figel mui a tui as a hir jayn has jowlach ega, gin chit ar a valia heen, as ir chri a lunan fashionach sa hir yas, a sa hir. Now, J.J. Neen writes about parting with nicknames without regret, and he says because they reflected the pastoral and simple lives of those who've gone before. Now, I suppose we may be nostalgic with a desire, but an inability to return to a place or situation. That's what nostalgia. It's actually a pain to be home, but you can't be. But that's often because what we long for is actually a sanitised version of the rather more messy reality. As ten treer jit er me handig al bakkes me reegid njou gaiach les djerrach les jo. Now, having mentioned Shanach is Jew in relation to the Cornish band Carrigy Dee, they were here just before they went to Carlow for the Pan Celtic. Another great friend of Shanach is Jew over the years has been Galician piper Anton Davila, and we close with him playing the gaitas with the band Aran as they play Jotas Gallegas. Chris Pearson will be here from 7 to 9 to present 2 hours of the best chill-out music. And at 9 o'clock, Judith Lay will be here to present Sundown. Maso, Shenanish, and so until the next time then, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a creer you, as orserie, as my yearian shed you will you.